Bella, you're in pain. You need to relax so you can heal. Why are you being so difficult? They're not going to put any more needles in you now. I'm not afraid of the needles, I mumbled. I'm afraid to close my eyes. Then he smiled his crooked smile and took my face between his hands. I told you I'm not going anywhere. Don't be afraid. As long as it makes you happy, I'll be here. I smiled back, ignoring the ache in my cheeks. You're talking about forever, you know. Oh, you'll get over it. It's just a crush. I shook my head in disbelief. It made me dizzy. I was shocked when Renee swallowed that one. I know you know better. That's the beautiful thing about being human, he told me. Things change. My eyes narrowed. Don't hold your breath. He was laughing when the nurse came in, brandishing a syringe. Excuse me, she said brusquely to Edward. He got up and crossed to the end of the small room, leaning against the wall. He folded his arms and waited. I kept my eyes on him, still apprehensive. He met my gaze calmly. Here you go, honey, the nurse smiled as she injected the medicine into my tube. You'll feel better now. Thanks, I mumbled, unenthusiastic. It didn't take long. I could feel the drowsiness trickling through my bloodstream almost immediately.